Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, 80. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight in the mid-50s with calm winds. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 50s. As we head into Wednesday and Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 72.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. At the monthly meeting yesterday, the Farm Credit Administration received a report on economic issues affecting agriculture. They learned the U.S. economy recovering after a steep contraction in the spring. Nation's unemployment rate continued to improve in August, remains elevated at 8.4%. Grain markets this year have been shaped by large supplies and low prices. Poor weather in parts of the Midwest and stronger than expected export demand have lifted corn and soybean markets recently. Crop returns could fall sharply next year if government assistance is significantly lower than it has in recent years. For the protein sector, the supply chain disruptions from earlier in the year have waned, but large inventories and uncertainty in demand prospects continue to pressure prices. Despite stronger pork exports, the hog sector has been the most severely affected, with margins expected to be negative for the remainder of this year. Weather is also a concern, especially for cattle producers. Pasture range conditions have noticeably deteriorated because of intensifying drought, particularly in the West and the Great Plains. For the past several years, government payments have played an important role in the farm economy, accounting for a growing share of farm income. For 2020, roughly two-thirds of government payments have been from ad hoc and supplemental programs, while substantial ad hoc government payments are helping many producers in 2020. There's no guarantee they will receive the same level of support in the coming year. And the American Lamb Board's Glamburger campaign inspired consumers, influencers, and chefs to help create unique lamb burgers in celebration of summer. The checkoff promotion focused on enticing consumers to try ground American lamb because of its affordability, delicious flavor, and ease of preparation. The campaign included a couple of components, the hashtag Project Glamburger and the hashtag Glamburger Challenge. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Mid-America Network News. It took some compromising, but the State Finance Council voted on Friday to extend Governor Kelly's emergency COVID-19 declaration that was set to expire on Tuesday. Here's KSN's Alec Gardner.
The issue came as the governor pushed to extend the state of emergency, but Republican lawmakers wanted to make sure she doesn't have too much control. There were hours of debate between the governor and eight leading lawmakers from the House and the Senate.
To reach an agreement among the members on the council, Governor Kelly agreed to add language to the declaration that she does not intend to close businesses. The state of Kansas grant application for FEMA's Lost Wages Assistance Program has received federal approval and an award of $63 million to assist Kansans who have lost their jobs due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The program is limited in its scope. It's only available to those who are receiving at least $100 in unemployment benefits. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A woman died following an ATV accident on Friday, according to the Reno County Sheriff's Office. After 9 p.m. Friday night, Kansas Wildlife and Parks authorities responded to an injury ATV accident after a woman drove a four-wheeler through a fence in the central Kansas town of Mount Hope. Life-saving measures were performed, but Owens succumbed to her injuries while on the scene. Owens was not wearing a helmet, and the accident is still under investigation. Salina police are looking for a pickup that was stolen from a local auction lot over the weekend. Salina Police Captain Paul Forrester reported this morning that unknown persons entered the lot at Salina Auto Auction sometime between noon on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday and stole a black 2014 Chevrolet Silverado pickup valued at $17,800. Forrester says it appeared that the subjects climbed the fence to get to the pickup, which had the keys in it. The subjects were then able to open the gate and drive the pickup from the lot. If you have any information, contact the Salina Police Department. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Downtime isn't an option when there's a job to do. Introducing the BF Goodrich Tradesman Support Program, the only tire program for tradesmen. Join and get up to $100 off a set of four BF Goodrich all-terrain TAKO2 tires, a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, and a roadside and worksite assistance program. Kick downtime off the job site. See your dealer for full details.
Mike is back and ready to serve you at Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. State prison officials say three more corrections employees have tested positive for the coronavirus. An employee at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln and two employees at the State Diagnostic and Evaluation Center are the latest to test positive. With the new cases, a total of 85 state prisons workers across the state have now tested positive. The agency said on its website 184 inmates across the state also have tested positive as of Friday. Hundreds gathered along a processional route Saturday with flags waving to pay their respects to a slain Nebraska police officer. The Lincoln Journal-Star reported that the procession for Luis Mario Herrera left shortly after 8:30 Saturday morning from a Lincoln funeral home with police motorcycles in the lead. Herrera, a 23-year-old veteran of the Lincoln PD, died Monday nearly 2 weeks after he was shot as he tried to serve an arrest warrant. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously at their last meeting to approve the 2021 Marshall County budget as published, with a mill levy decrease from 51.008 to 49.094 mills. The SPARC plan submitted to the state is nearly complete. Since the board has already approved the plan, checks for reimbursement requests will be processed and sent out. With a recent retirement, there's a vacant position at the Frankfurt shop. There are a few properties from previous tax sales that will be published for sealed bids to start the process of getting these properties into the hands of a taxpayer. The Irish Creek Wind Farm was again a point of discussion. We'll have additional details in future newscast. Plans were shared for the Black Squirrel Bark Park to be constructed at the south side of Marysville. Estimated cost is $50,000, including bridge installation, fencing, a concrete pad, signage, and dog cleanup stations. Around $17,000 has been raised. Landall Corporation has volunteered to build the bridge and donate it for access to the park. Commissioners received a funding request and will discuss a donation and make a later determination. The county health nurse presented a structural investigation report for the health department. There are significant findings regarding the health department building. After much discussion, the board feels they need to find out the cost of structural repair to determine if it's feasible or if they need to look at other options. Nemahal County Commissioners at their last meeting reviewed a draft of a resolution establishing a planning commission and appointing 9 members, including Austin Petrie, Lynette Strothman, Galen Ackerman, Michael Schmelsley, Charity Henry, Steve Haberle, Freddie Dobbins, Martin Schmelsley, and Bob Ruddick. Commissioners approved the Nemahal County 2021 budget for publication with a total mill levy of 42.017 mills, reflecting a slight decrease of 0.419 mills. Additional revenue amounting to around $288,000 will be generated by a nearly $8.5 million increase in valuations. A public hearing for the budget is planned Monday, September 28th at 10 a.m. Gage County Board of Supervisors voted 6-1 last week to approve a resolution on amendment changes to the Gage County wind regulations as proposed by Larry Halder. Considerable discussion was had on the text amendment. Most supervisors receiving calls and letters on the amendment said the majority of those were in support of the one-mile setback. Commissioner Juergens stated that he spoke to people in his area who were against the one-mile setback, and he would vote against the amendment. Further discussion included the possibility of creating zones across Gage County pertaining to wind. After a public hearing, a resolution was approved reclassifying a section of road in Midland Township from local to minimum maintenance. The 2021 budget was set as a public hearing was held and the budget adopted. Public Health Solutions Friday announced that a Gage County woman died from COVID-19. The woman was in her 80s and was a long-term care resident. She is the second Gage County resident to die from the virus in the last 2 weeks. Carol Wilson was a Beatrice resident who lived most of her life in the Wymore Blue Springs area. She passed away September 9th at the age of 84. The 5-county region, including Gage County, reported the largest weekly increase in positive tests since May last week. A second positive case of COVID-19 has been identified at Nemahal Central Elementary Middle School in Seneca. A student tested positive Wednesday. This followed a teacher identified positive September 4th. The student will not be allowed back for a period of 10 days, and affected individuals have been contacted. A teacher at Sabetha High School tested positive Friday for COVID-19. That classroom was temporarily closed off for additional cleaning. The individual identified will quarantine for 14 days. Those students and families who may have been exposed have been contacted by authorities. Reservations due Monday for the Marshall County Soybean Variety Test Plot Tour this Wednesday, September 16th, beginning at 6:30 at 12th and Eagle Road, north of Marysville. The latest crop production techniques will be discussed. Marshall County Extension Service, in cooperation with Paxton and Sheldon Vogt of Home, will host the tour of the Marshall County soybean plot Wednesday evening. Seed company representatives will be on hand. They will discuss varieties, diseases, and production techniques. Phone reservations by Monday to the Marshall County Extension Office at 562-3531. River Valley Extension District will offer a program on figuring out your finances. This virtual event will be shared via Zoom conference and will include financial management tips, resources, and tools. Program will be offered Thursday, September 17th, and again Tuesday, September 22nd. Both events begin at 8 p.m. Participants only need to attend one of the two nights. Program via Zoom is available through smartphone, computer, or a tablet. Connection links will only be shared with registrants due by Monday, September 14th. Contact Monica Thayer at Kansas State Research and Extension at 785-527-5084. Ramona L. Heisterman, age 72, of Washington, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Ramona Heisterman.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day is coming up Tuesday, September 15th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Community Center. Donations can be made via cash, check, or online, with mail-in and online contributions accepted through and including Tuesday. You may drop off your gifts at the Community Center anytime through Tuesday or at the event Tuesday 7 until 4 at the Community Center. The Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is raising funds for maintenance of the historic Holm Cabin, with restoration efforts continuing and including repointing inside and out, as well as window repair. Help preserve this significant piece of Marshall County history and settlement. Marshall County Fair Association urges support of the youth of Marshall County. Ongoing projects include livestock show and other facilities at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. And Blue Rapids Historical Association and Museum is completing a donation processing room with priorities including plumbing and electrical work. Take advantage of a visit to the museum soon and see recent improvements and updated displays covering a range of subjects related to the history and development of the Blue Rapids community. Remember, you can contribute online or by mail anytime now through and including Tuesday, with the Circle of Giving Match Day this Tuesday, September 15th, 7 until 4 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Full details online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in Holm has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. We have an upper level ridge across the central northern parts of the Rockies that's going to move into, it looks like, the Midwest area, bringing us some warm temperatures over the next couple of days. Otherwise, like I said, we really don't have a chance for any precipitation. We do have a dry cold front that's going to push through towards the end of the week, bringing us a little bit cooler temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies around 80. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, mid-50s with calm winds. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 50s. As we enter Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday night, mostly clear, mid-50s. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-September, 80. Recent record high, 93 in 1994. The average low 57, record low of 36 set in 1993. Sunset this evening 7:35, sunrise in the morning at 7:07.
Does pumpkin pie before bedtime help you sleep better? We will investigate on a fact or fiction edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 14th, the 258th day of the year, after Sam Neill has a birthday. There's a bit of hearsay going around that makes this claim, a piece of pumpkin pie before bedtime will help you sleep. There is a seed of truth to it, so to speak. Pumpkin seeds contain compounds that help the body produce serotonin, a chemical that helps us relax and regulate sleep patterns. Pumpkin pie may be the most delicious way of getting a serotonin hit, but when you consider the added sugar, carbs, and calories, it may not be the best option before bedtime. Instead, try adding roasted pumpkin seeds to salads, granola, or yogurt for the same benefits. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find all kinds of pumpkin recipe ideas online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday, Brad Keller pitched his first major league shutout, tossing a five-hitter as the Kansas City Royals won their sixth in a row by beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-0 yesterday. Keller was in total command, allowing only three hits until the ninth inning, making his 55th career start in the big leagues. He's struck two, walked one, and threw 111 pitches. It was his second complete game in the majors. Salvador Perez and Hunter Dozier homered to help Kansas City win its second consecutive series after losing its previous eight. Royals have the day off today before they'll start a series with the Detroit Tigers tomorrow. Other scores from the weekend: to the gridiron we go, where K-State took a fall to Arkansas State 35-31. Not any better for the Jayhawks over the weekend. They lost to Coastal Carolina by a margin of 38-23. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
The Big Ten presidents were presented a comprehensive plan to conduct a fall football season, but a final decision is still to come. A person with direct knowledge of the situation told the Associated Press that the full council of presidents and chancellors heard from all the subcommittees of the conference's return to competition task force over a 2.5-hour time frame. The person, speaking on the condition of anonymity because the Big Ten was not making its return to competition plans public, the person said the meeting broke up without the presidents and chancellors voting and with no set plans for them to reconvene.
Stuart Sink has won the season-opening Safeway Open at 47 years old for his seventh PGA Tour victory and the first since the 09 British Open. Sink closed with a 7-under 65, rebounding from a bogey on the 17th with a birdie on the 18th for a two-stroke victory over Harry Higgs. He's the oldest PGA Tour winner since Phil Mickelson at 48 at Pebble Beach in February of last year. Mid-America Network Sports.
Take a look at your high school football scoreboard from Friday. Marysville falls to Wamego 28-14. Frankfort blanks Wetmore 52-0. Axel shuts out Cornerstone Family 48-0. Hanover rolls at Onega 58-0. Washington County defeats Bennington 36-16. Centralia shuts out Troy 46-0. Valley Heights defeats Jefferson County North 44-18. Chapman falls to Holton 55-13. Clay Center wins at Jefferson West 41-13. Riley County blank Minneapolis 47-0. Clifton Clyde gets by Little River 42-36 in overtime. Donovan West beats Bishop LeBlanc 68-32. Diller Odell wins at Lawrence Nelson 24-6. Southern falls to Freeman 36-28. And Beatrice falls at Blair 48-20.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
Don't let their looks fool you. The long, slender earwig may look ferocious with its pinchers, but it won't crawl in your ear or harm you. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Earwigs only pinch if cornered, but usually scurry away. Before spraying, make sure the earwigs are causing enough plant damage to warrant control. These insects are beneficial, feeding on decaying plant matter, dead insects, and some plant-damaging pests. If you decide the plant damage and nuisance factor outweigh the benefits, try trapping rather than spraying these pests. Like slugs, earwigs like cool, dark, damp locations. Use the cardboard cylinder from the center of a paper towel roll. Fill with straws and weatherize it by covering the outside of the cylinder with packing tape. The earwigs hide amongst the straws during the day. Each morning, lift the cylinder and knock the earwigs into a container of soapy water. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ray Wilson went to the depot to give her brother a Christmas gift. When he did not arrive, a new idea came to mind, and what resulted impacted this town and the region for 5 years to come. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
When World War II began, the rail yard in North Platte, Nebraska was already one of the largest in the world, a place where locomotives and cars were repaired and reassembled for long journeys.
It's also a refueling station, home to the largest ice houses in the world, because we have the Pacific Fruit Express bringing fresh fruit across the country. So it's going to be a great place for trains to stop and get ready to continue the second half of their journey across the country.
During the World Wars, the rail station here became an important canteen. Jim Griffin, curator of the Lincoln County Historical Museum in North Platte, explains what a canteen did for soldiers.
Soldiers could go to get food, might get something hot to drink or cold to drink, depending on the time of the year. Magazines, candy bars, cigarettes, that kind of thing.
A canteen in World War I served over 100,000 troops in just 1 year. In the days following the attack on Pearl Harbor, the canteen was operational once again.
on December 17th, 1941, which is only 10 days after Pearl Harbor, the people of North Platte meet down at the train depot to give Christmas gifts to the soldiers that they thought were coming in, which were of the Nebraska National Guard, and it was the local unit.
To their surprise, it was a guard unit from Kansas that arrived by rail.
We don't really know who, but someone stepped forward and said they were going to give their gifts to these guys because they weren't going to be able to give them to their own. And everybody else did the same thing. Ray Wilson was in the crowd. She was a 26-year-old store clerk.
Ray Wilson had a gift for her brother, but when he did not arrive, she gave it to a man from Kansas, and she had the idea the people of North Platte should revive the work done in World War I. What resulted is next time as we travel the countryside. In North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
When wood is burned, it leaves ashes, and some people throw them on the garden. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's very important to check your soil pH before you do this, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
The ashes to throw on the garden. Wood ash does have some nutrients in it, primarily potassium and phosphorus. However, the amount of nutrients depends on what species you've burned. Hardwoods such as oaks and maples will have more nutrients than softwoods such as pines. Either way, you need to be cautious. Ward Upham is an extension horticulturist at Kansas State University. He recommends taking a soil test because your soil pH will dictate whether you should put ashes on a garden.
If you have a high pH to start with, let's say anything over 7, then it would not be a good idea to use wood ashes because that's going to raise the pH and make that soil less available to provide nutrients those plants need. Now, if you're below a pH of 7, then it can be beneficial because it does provide those nutrients.
Azaleas, rhododendrons, blueberries, and other plants that require a very acid pH are examples of plants that should not be exposed to wood ash. He says potatoes also tend to have more potato scab if you use wood ashes. Ashes can be worked into the garden anytime. They do blow around easily, so choose a day that's calm and spread them out by hand.
Normally what you're after is maybe 5 to 10 pounds per 100 square feet. So if you measure that out and measure the amount of area you're applying them to, then it's a good idea to go over that area in different patterns in order to make sure you get an equal amount of wood ash on each part of that area. And so once you've applied that, work it into the soil.
If you're going to be seeding, it's a good idea to work the ash in 3 to 4 weeks before you seed. Learn more about using wood ashes in the garden at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
piggy bank when you were a kid? Do you remember that moment you broke into it? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, having a handful of coins was a big deal when you were little. Maybe you bought a new toy or some ice cream. As an adult, you're probably saving much more. Maybe for a house or a car, saving up for college for your kids. But the idea is the same. The important thing is to save money consistently. Over time, you'll have enough to cover your short-term and your long-term needs, so you can live a life of purpose that reflects your faith. Here's an example of how saving a little each month can really add up. If you put away just $50 a month for 10 years, you'll have $6,000, and that doesn't even include interest that may accrue. So save what you can in your grown-up piggy bank. It can lead to financial clarity, and that can lead to a life filled with meaning and gratitude.
The Giant Farm Cooperative Land O'Lakes is pushing for better rural broadband today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
One of the largest farmer cooperatives in the country, Land O'Lakes, is a vocal advocate for improving rural internet access. Here's CEO Beth Ford.
Telemedicine, they can't take advantage of that. How are the kids finishing their homework? Their parents are driving them to McDonald's parking lot so that they can get broadband access to finish their schoolwork. This is a very important issue for us to think about. 19% of the population is living in rural America. How can we get vibrancy in rural communities if we don't invest? How do new businesses end up in rural communities if they don't have technology?
Ford says broadband access correlates with economic improvement.
Counties with better connectivity tend to have higher yields. So there is a real return on this investment. Urban and suburban Americas have better access to good jobs, good hospitals, and the arts and culture. Economic uncertainty, however, is a shared American experience. This narrative of this divide that we're all getting, there's some shared experiences. This is one of them.
When the pandemic hit, many of Land O'Lakes' local facilities offered free Wi-Fi access to anyone who pulled into the parking lots this past spring. More in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
News from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, COVID-19 and the resulting disruptions in food supply chains have made it hard for grocery stores around the nation to make sure their shelves have been stocked throughout this entire pandemic. But the farm-to-table businesses have stepped up their game since March to help fill in the gaps. However, it's not been without challenges, as Erin Pirro is the certified agriculture consultant with the Farm Credit of East. She says the entrepreneurs behind the business had to make a lot of changes to the way they do business in order to succeed because of the limited contact orders that they've had.
A lot of producers went online. They developed systems to facilitate online ordering, which meant building a technological platform or expanding one to cover hundreds, if not thousands, of SKUs, all of which needed prices, descriptions, pictures, the proper sales tax treatment. None of this is fast, but it had to happen in a hurry, and it had to happen right. And they did it.
Trevor Hoff is one example, as he owns and operates local homestead products in New Windsor, Maryland, which is an on-farm market that includes produce, beef, pork, chicken, and turkey. And when COVID-19 ramped up in March and into April, people couldn't fill their grocery needs, began heading to the local food producers like him, with businesses suddenly booming.
We had one Saturday that we did more than we did the whole first year we were open. So in 12 hours, we did more than the whole first year. And you start looking back at things and say, were we just wasting our time before this? So it is an awful situation that has happened. But it was a situation where local producers were able to step up with the help of Farm Credit, especially for us, to make these advancements very quickly to keep on going.
In other news, it's week number 3 of the beginning of fall harvest here in the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region, as many farmers are coming back after the heavy rainfall we saw last week, trying to get some of those crops out of the fields. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new questionnaire reveals the priorities for rural America of President Trump and former Vice President Biden. The American Farm Bureau asked the Republican and Democratic candidates to respond with their stances on several topics directly affecting rural America. President Trump's responses focused largely on his first-term accomplishments, pledging a science-based approach to regulation moving forward. He commits to addressing the rural-urban divide and emphasizes support for voluntary conservation programs. Former Vice President Biden's response focuses heavily on environmental sustainability and improving prosperity in rural communities. He, too, pledges to rely on experts and science when it comes to policies and regulations. He commits to rebuilding the middle class and working with farmers to achieve net zero emissions. The answers are presented as they were received, unedited. That gives farmers an unfiltered look at each candidate's platform. Farm Bureau has invited candidates from both parties to respond to election questionnaires for more than 40 years, and the survey is available at fb.org/election2020. Well, not all produce groups are pleased the Trump administration taking action regarding fresh produce imports. Last week, U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer outlined a plan that includes investigation of imports of blueberries and maybe strawberries, even bell peppers. The plan also outlines actions that would impact U.S. companies distributing imported produce. The Fresh Produce Association of the Americas says this politically motivated action directly undermines a new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, positioning the U.S. as an unreliable trading partner. And USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service says it is modernizing egg product inspection. This is the first effort to update the inspection method since Congress passed the Egg Products Inspection Act in 1970. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Orion Samuelson here again to talk about the deadly wildfires that are ravaging states out west. after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Talk about headlines every day. My computer headlines talk about the ravaging wildfires in the western part of the United States. Dozens of extreme wind-driven wildfires burning through forests and towns in the West Coast states, destroying hundreds of homes, killing, well, as of last week, at least 8 people. And in the 48 hours before the last week ended, 4 people died from fires in California, 3 were killed in Oregon, and a 1-year-old boy died in Washington state. Thousands of people faced evacuation orders in the 3 states, and Oregon seemed to bear the brunt of nearly 100 major wildfires ripping across the western states, with about 3,000 firefighters battling nearly 36 wildfires. The blaze, for example, tore through at least 5 communities in Oregon's Cascade Mountain Range, as well as areas of coastal rainforest, normally spared from wildfires. And in eastern Washington, a fire destroyed most of the farming town of Malden. And, of course, the U.S. Forest Service, that's part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is the main fighting force to take on the winds and the fires and the blowing embers and everything else that accompanies these storms. And one of the tragic stories I found, a 12-year-old boy was found dead with his dog inside a burned car, and his grandmother dead after flames engulfed an area near Lyons, Oregon. That's about 50 miles south of Portland. To the south, most of the city of Medford, population 82,000, was told to evacuate or prepare to evacuate as fires burned to the north and south. And the Reuters photographers saw nearly nearby small communities, including Bear Lake Estates, reduced to ashes as he drove south on Interstate 5 toward Ashland. But talk about the grief and the loss of property and the loss of lives and the loss of wildlife that go along with these winds that blow the burning embers over miles of the country to set fires far beyond the original fire that started. Firefighters said unusually hot, dry winds out of the east supercharged blazes, spreading flames from community to community, and then from house to house. And as one firefighter said, when it gets really windy, these embers are going for miles to set fires far from the original burning point that started it all. So I would hope that we'll give thoughts and prayers to the people involved in the fire of the West, and may they come to an end soon. That's National Farm Report. A presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
High daytime temperatures can harm soybean grain quality and yield. Researchers are working on developing a soybean that can take the heat on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio.
providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, nobody scrutinizes performance like you do. And acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, the consistent performance of Asgro brand soybeans helps to keep your profitability out in front, offering leading agronomic expertise and 100% exclusive genetics for strong yield potential. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgro leads the way. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Minimum temperature for soybean production is around 80 degrees. If temperatures climb higher, it negatively impacts seed yield and seed composition, especially during the critical post-flowering stage of development. It can reduce the number of pods set, and temperatures above 90 degrees severely limit grain weight and seed composition. Researchers at Kansas State University and the University of Missouri have started a 3-year effort to develop soybean cultivars that will better withstand heat stress during that period of growth. The team is led by Kansas State agronomy professor and soybean breeder Bill Chapot. He says they're studying 300 genetically diverse genotypes. Some are being grown normally, others under large heat tents.
In 2020 and 2021, we will compare the response of the genotypes grown under the heat tents to plants growing in the surrounding area. We'll be looking at seed yield, yield components, seed composition like protein and oil, and seed germination. The phenotypic data from the first 2 years will be used to discover genomic regions inducing heat stress tolerance.
In the next phase, they will take a subset of the 300 genotypes for a more intensive evaluation of gene candidates for heat stress tolerance.
In 2022, we'll add experiments to further characterize plant and seed development of the more novel genotypes and share this information on the genetic variation for heat stress tolerance with commercial breeders so it can serve as a foundation for variety development in the future.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the research into heat-resistant soybeans at agriculture.com.
A wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right. Remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, the one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, looking at the markets today on a Monday as we go through. Still mostly higher across the board. Lean hogs have a little bit of pressure. And in the grains, the corn is dipping into the red with some pressure as well. But outside of that, doing it not too bad today. Starting off with your corn, we see December really unchanged at 368 and a half. March corn is down a half to 377 and three quarters. On the wheat side, some decent growth here. 2.5 up for December to 544 and a half. March wheat is up 2.5 to 553. And a quarter. On the KC wheat side, we see December up 2 points to 473 and a quarter, with March up 2 points to 484 and a quarter. Over on the soybeans, we see, as we mentioned, mostly higher here. November is up 4 points to 1,000. Even January is up 4.5 to 1003 and three quarters. On the meal side, that one's dipping into the red just a little bit. October's down 260 to 317 and 30 cents, with December down 250 to 322. 10. On the oil side, we see October in the green right now, 70 cents higher to 34.31, and December's up 66 cents to 34.37. Livestock, we're seeing green across the board here for the most part. October live cattle up a dollar to 106.50. December's up 120 to 111 and 10 cents. On the feeder cattle, we see September up 105 to 141 and 5 cents, with October up 155 to 142 and 12 cents. And in the lean hogs, as we mentioned, they are dipping in the red just a little bit. October down 182 to 64.75, and December is down 2 and a quarter to 63 and three quarters. A quick look in your currencies right now. We are seeing the U.S. dollar index for September down 39 cents to 92.93. The euro is up just a hair to 118. The Japanese yen is sitting just a higher into 94 cents. The Australian dollar is up just a hair to 72, and the British pound is up a penny right now to 128. So hopefully we'll continue to see the trends upward in the green for most of the trading day as we continue on a Monday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.